Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick Trusiewski. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lee Elia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive towards third. Buford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Trusiewski moves to third. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive towards the mound. Horlan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Trusiewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is hit by the pitch. Horton moves to second. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trusiewski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trusiewski misplays the ball. That's an error on Trusiewski. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horland moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan fires to second and picks off Horland for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Agee steals second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Agee moves to third. Buford moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron takes first base on ball 4. Agee scores. Buford moves to third. Ward moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Horton reaches second base with a double. Cash goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0 for 1 in the game. Elia takes first base on ball 4. Adair moves to second. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan bunts towards the mound. Lolick fields it and throws to first for the out. Adair moves to third. Elia moves to second. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Agee hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 1 in the game. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trusiewski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Wirt moves to second. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ward strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Skowron takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Skowron moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing right field. Ken Berry now playing left field. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. Kaline moves to second. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaline scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Freehan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 2 in the game. Euler hits a line drive towards short. Elia reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Elia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Joe Horlin. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trasuski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Agee is hit by the pitch. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia misplays the ball. That's an error on Elia. Dick Trasuski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wirt. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Wirt steals second. Dick Trasuski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trasuski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trasuski strikes out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 3 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 3 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Skowron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kaline hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McCraw. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Romano for a passed ball. Kaline moves to third. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cash strikes out. Romano drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cash out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Freehan strikes out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 3 in the game. Euler hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trasuski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for Lee Elia. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trasuski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess takes first base on ball four. Al Weiss pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Al Weiss now playing second base. Jerry Adair now playing shortstop. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 0 for 1 in the game. Wickersham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford juggles the ball. That's an error on Buford. Dick Trasuski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trasuski is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Trasuski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 4 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Northrup for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 4 in the game. Romano strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.